The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. Welcome to Happy Hour. Who's here for the first time at Happy Hour? Great. Welcome. Fantastic. Welcome. So this hour is dedicated to practicing cultivation of the heart towards friendliness, kindness, goodness. That's why we call it happy hour, because cultivating friendliness towards yourself, towards others, towards experience makes us happy. It causes the heart to be happy. There's plenty of research supporting that. And also, who needs the research? Because we know that that's what happens. You can just see it in your own experience. You can be the scientist of your own mind and see when you're cultivating friendliness, goodwill, whether you tend to be happier, whether you tend to be more content than when one is cultivating the opposite, ill will. So whatever you need to know for this next hour is presented to you. No previous experience necessary. And the bulk of our time together in the next hour would be a guided meditation that I will guide you for about half hour. And then there is time after that. So, and also what I always like to say, especially when there are beginners in the room, is, you know, I'll be guiding you in the guided meditation in various ways. And in this particular practice, in the practice of metta, loving kindness, you're invited to be creative, to see how you can make these invitations work for you. Everybody is different. So see what works for you, what is unique for you, how you can make them work. That's one invitation. So you can be, you know, your own inner teacher, inner guide, and adapt the invitations. The second thing to keep in mind is sometimes, you know, you're trying to cultivate goodwill and have kindness and friendliness towards yourself and others, and maybe the exact opposite comes up. Maybe anger comes up, maybe ill will, maybe arguments you haven't thought about for years, they come up like, whoa, wait a minute. Don't feel like you failed. Don't judge yourself if that should happen. You're not doing the practice wrong. That can happen sometimes because you're tapping into, you know, emotions thinking or feeling into the feeling space about this person or this being. So if there's something that's not processed, it can come up. So if that should happen, hold whatever is coming up with kindness. That becomes your meditation at that point. So hold the anger with kindness. Can you just let it be instead of being angry that you're angry, right? Can you be kind to yourself? Okay, this is really hard. Yeah, anger, it's okay. Can you be kind towards whatever is arising? Or maybe you start getting bored. Maybe you fall asleep. Oh, I'm falling asleep. I came here to meditate. Darn it. Can't you go? You know, you start to berate yourself. Like, don't. Just, oh, I haven't had a lot of sleep. It's been really tough the past few nights. I've been anxious. Be kind towards whatever is arising. If you do that, then you're doing the practice. You're not failing. You're not doing it wrong. Does that make sense? So kindness towards whatever arises in your experience, even if it's a crowd of sorrows. So with that, I'd like to invite you, especially if you're new here, this is the perfect time to get up and go get more cushions and props so that your back's comfortable on the chair, so that your feet can be flat on the floor or on the cushion. You can raise your feet under cushions. Don't be shy. If you're new, go get more cushions. Yeah, great. Go do that. Go take care of your body. This is the first action of being kind to yourself. What does this body need? Right? We practice kindness. We just don't talk about it. Not necessarily just talk about it, but actually practice it. What does your body need right now to be more kind? And when you have whatever props you need, when you come back, so I'm going to ask you to just actually move back and forth maybe and see what your body needs. Does it need, like, upper body, does it need to stretch a little bit? Like, ask your body, what does it need right now? Oh, just kind of nice. Hello, body. Ah, acknowledging with kindness. Can you move with kindness? Your torso back and forth a little bit. Ah, front and back. Just welcoming yourself, deeply welcoming your own self, your own dear self to this space. Hello, dear body. I'm so glad you're here. It might seem silly, but it's an act of kindness. We usually don't do that. We treat our body rather belligerently, like as if it's failing us a lot of times. But anyway, maybe closing your eyes, settling into your seat, into your chair. Allowing your back to be straight, as if an invisible string is pulling you up, vertebrae by vertebrae. Rolling your shoulders back ever so gently, opening your chest a bit, and letting your arms land by your side, your hands on your lap, resting. Letting your feet be flat on the floor, on the ground, or if it's on the cushion, to be touching, not to be crossed. Sense of integrity of your body, of the way you're sitting. Aligned, sitting as if a mountain, a tall mountain. Landing in this body, in this moment. Letting the breath move freely and easily. It's not so much that you are breathing. The breath is happening on its own. It's been happening all this time without you noticing it. So let it continue to happen naturally, this breathing in and out. And simply notice that it's happening. Letting your attention, your awareness rest. Rest in your abdomen. As your abdomen rises and falls, a feeling like your whole body is bellowing in and out, being filled with air. Just resting this moment, allowing each breath to help you arrive. Each breath arriving some more, relaxing your body some more. Arriving, relaxing. Softening. Putting aside if there are thoughts, plans, memories. Just bowing to them, smiling at them, saying, not now, I'll come back to you. But for now, I'm just going to sit and breathe and have a moment of refuge away, the busyness of the day. Letting this moment serve as a refuge. The simplicity of just sitting and breathing. Enjoying the simplicity of just sitting and breathing in this moment. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Letting each breath settle and calm you as if it were a lullaby, the in-breath, the out-breath, sweet lullaby, calming. Just this in-breath, just this out-breath, settling, calming. And as you find your mind resting on a thought or a plan or something else, it's okay. Just simply notice where it's at. And without any judgment, with a lot of kindness and ease, gentleness, ever so gently bring your attention, your awareness back, rest. You might have to this to do this many, many times. Not a problem. Do it smilingly. And now, having tilled the soil, settled, calmed the mind as much as possible, now we turn our attention to cultivating friendliness, goodwill, metta. I'd like to invite you now to bring to mind someone in your life who's alive, living, and your affection for them flows with ease when you think of them. Could be a parent, could be a child, maybe a teacher, maybe someone whose work has inspired you and you don't know them personally, that's fine too. Could also be a pet. Maybe this being, when you think about them, you feel safe. Maybe it's a good friend of yours. Someone with whom you don't have a complicated relationship with chores and things like that. Start where it's really, really easy for this category right now. Very easy. When you think of this being, maybe a smile shows up on your face. Could also be a child. So as you go through the Rolodex of your mind, through your contact list, just bring up someone, anyone, it's okay. Bringing this being to your mind's eye. If you're visual, maybe seeing them clearly, or having a felt sense of them as clearly as possible. And now I'm going to invite you for this exploration today. Bring to mind this being, this person, when they were a child, a younger version of them. Any age, you choose the age. And bring an image of them to your mind's eye. Maybe they're a baby, a newborn, still without teeth. Or maybe they're 5 or 6 months old, just learning to giggle. Or maybe a little older, starting to crawl or walk. Or maybe older yet, a toddler. Or maybe 5 or 6, whatever age works for you. Bringing this being to mind, this person, this being, whom you already have easy affection for. Imagine them as a child. Seeing them as clearly as you can, or having a felt sense of them as clearly as you can. And notice what that brings up in you. What feeling, what emotion, What feeling, what sense? Maybe it's a sense of safety, ease, affection, love, care, tenderness, friendliness, whatever it is, notice what comes up in you. As you hold the image of this, the felt sense of this being in mind, as a child. And continuing to hold their image, their felt sense of them as a child, as clearly as you can. Because that is what brings up the feeling in you, however subtle it might be. That is metta. That is friendliness. That is loving kindness. You already have it. By turning attention to it, it makes it stronger, helps cultivate it. And from this feeling that's come up in you, whatever it is, let the phrases of loving kindness flow out of this feeling, connect it to this feeling. I'll offer some of the traditional phrases. You're welcome to silently repeat them in your mind or use your own if you have your own. So again, keeping the felt sense of this being in mind, that's number one, which brings up the feeling of affection or warmth in you, that's number two. Number three are the phrases. Here they come. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, little one. Young one, dear one, whatever you like to add, or maybe their name, dear so-and-so. I'll repeat it. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be happy. And have joy in your heart, dear one. May you be healthy and strong, dear one. And may your life flow with ease, dear one. May you have lots of ease in your life, dear one. Keeping the image in mind, the felt sense of this person, this being. Noticing what comes up in you, the connection, the sense of connection. And from this connection, let the phrases come. I'll repeat them. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Keeping all three aspects going, the image or the felt sense, noticing the feeling that comes up in you, and letting the phrases flow out of the connection. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. And may you have ease. Your life flow with ease. Give us some time in silence to experiment, to continue with keeping up these three: the image, felt sense, and the phrases. Wishing them well, safety, health, safety, happiness, health, and ease. I invite you to experiment with putting a hand in your heart center, middle of your chest, connecting with your goodwill, with your kindness, as you say the phrases, as you say the phrases, silently. May you be safe, dear one. May you be safe. To connecting with them, connecting as you say this wish for their safety. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. And may your life flow with ease, dear one. Safe, happy, healthy, ease. If you feel your mind wandering, bring the image, the felt sense, make it brighter, bring it closer, as if they're right in front of you. And wishing them well. I'd like to invite you to bow to this being. Invite them to sit on the side for a moment. We'll come back to them. And now invite a younger version of yourself, like a hologram in time, as if you're in time travel visiting a younger version of yourself. Whatever age you want to choose. Or maybe there's some photograph you have of yourself when you were young, and that's what pops up in your mind. Bring yourself to mind at that age. And with the same kindness, same friendliness that you were just having for this dear person, this dear being, having the same goodwill, care, warmth, kindness, love for yourself. Holding an image of yourself, a felt sense of yourself at this age, at the age of the photograph. And wishing yourself well. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. May you be happy. May you be healthy and strong. And may your life have ease. May your life flow with ease. And you're welcome to be creative if you're moved to hold this child, this younger version of yourself. Or comfort, or stroke their hair. You're welcome to be creative. Or maybe you're holding their hand. with care. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy. May you be happy, and may you be healthy. And may your life flow with ease. Again, I invite you to experiment with putting your hand in the middle of your chest, the heart center, not exactly where your real heart is. What kind of proverbial heart? And it feels nice for it to be there, connecting with your goodwill, with sense of care, affection. The image of yourself, felt sense of a younger version. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. And may you have ease. Connecting with the younger version of yourself. Wishing younger version well, knowing that the seed of this older version who is sitting here right now in this room is in this younger self. So thereby you're wishing yourself well. Wishing yourself safety. Holding yourself with the wish for happiness, for health, and for ease. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and have joy in my heart. May I be healthy and strong. And may my life flow with ease as much as possible. And for the last part of this practice, inviting back this dear friend, this dear being, and wishing both of you well, as if they were sitting in front of you. And you're welcome to imagine them, see them, the age they are today. And may both of us, may we both be safe. May we both enjoy safety. May we both be happy and have joyous hearts. May we both be healthy and strong. And we may both have ease in our lives. May we both be safe. Keeping an image of both of you in mind, as if they're sitting right in front of you. And you're both sitting in a field of goodness, of kindness, giving, receiving, held in goodwill. May we both be safe. May we both be happy. May we both be healthy and strong. May we both have ease in our lives. For the last minutes of this practice period, holding whatever came up or didn't come up with kindness and acceptance. If you were distracted or fell asleep or thinking about other things, just holding whatever happened with kindness. May I love and accept myself just as I am. Or I accept and love myself just as I am. And I appreciate and accept whatever arose in this practice period, just as it was. No judgment, no ill will. It had to be exactly the way it was. So having kindness, holding yourself with care and acceptance. Appreciating that you brought yourself here today and remembering the reason why you brought yourself here today, your intention, your highest intention. And appreciating that you tried, you did your best to align your actions with your highest intentions for cultivating goodness and kindness towards others and towards yourself. So the practice of cultivating metta or loving kindness is thought as a cultivation practice. What does that mean? It means we are not creating it, it's already there. We all have the seeds for friendliness and goodwill and care and happiness. It's already there, but we cultivate it. We make it flourish more and more by turning our attention to it, and also by, it's like there is already a little kindle of fire, and then we fan it by bringing it to mind, by saying the phrases, by really actively giving it time, even if it feels excruciatingly boring at times, as it feels like nothing is happening, you're just saying the phrases. May you be safe, may you be happy, may you be... Trust that actually something is happening, that you're planting seeds, one seed at a time. You may not feel it right away, but over a long period, actually the story I like to share with you is a famous story by Sharon Salzberg, who brought the practice of metta to the West. And she tells a story that she decided, this is 40 years ago, she decided to do a 10-day metta retreat and just do this practice every day, all day, sitting, walking, eating. So she did a silent retreat of doing a metta practice. It was completely new to her. She was self-teaching herself. And by the end of the 10 days, she says, and she writes in her book, that it feels like nothing had happened. And she felt like she had spent an excruciatingly boring 10 days, her words, not mine, just saying, may you be safe, may you be happy. And nothing had happened. And then she's holding a vase at the time, and the vase drops and shatters, and the thought that comes up in her mind is, oh, Sharon, you're such a klutz, and I love you anyway. She's like, whoa, okay, I guess something shifted, something happened from the 10 days of doing this practice. There's this kindness, there's this acceptance that wasn't there before for her. It would have just been, oh, you're just such a klutz, but it was like, oh, I love you anyway. So trust that as you do this practice, as you do this practice, things shift. You're planting seeds. You don't know when seeds are going to flower. You're planting them. Trust that the planting is happening. And I can tell stories of so many practitioners that I've witnessed that have really changed. And I know that I have changed myself through this practice. It's not, you know, like, okay, am I changed yet? It's 6:49, am I? Don't, it's like stock market. You look at it over a long period of time, not every day. And over time, it's like, oh yeah, you are kinder. You are gentler with yourself, with whom we're mostly nastiest. And you're also kinder to other people too. And then you become happier. That's why this is called the happy hour. It's this gentleness and kindness is the seed, is really the container for happiness, with stability, with wisdom to grow. And also, loving kindness can never be separated from wisdom. They need to be together. And kindness and gentleness doesn't mean that you become a doormat or a wet noodle. It does not mean that at all. You continue to have wisdom, so acting wisely with kindness, so the two cannot be separated. So we have a few minutes for any questions or any comments, reflections about this practice period, what you experienced, if you have questions for what came up or what didn't come up.
A funny question. You know, I've been trying, it's been hard for me to start with a person, and so I've been trying with of cartoons because it allows me to have, because I mean relationships are complicated.
Yeah, they are complicated.
And I was just wondering, you know, but you know what?
Yeah.
I found that what I've been trying to do is really start from that place of equanimity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because complicated relationships, people, it's hard to find that level of equanimity.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, cartoons, it's neutral. I know it's a safe place. And when I start with that, it really allows me, then I can go to a person and find that equanimity, and and it worked from there.
Great. So what I'm appreciating in what you just shared is the creativity, because you have found something that works for you. You start with the cartoons. It's human enough, but not doesn't smell complicated, it's neutral. And then what I love that you said is that then you move to a person. So you start where it's really easy, kind of prime the heart. Okay, or yeah, I can have a sense of goodwill and friendliness, and then you move. You don't stay there, right? You move. Like, okay, now let's make it a little more challenging. Wonderful. Yeah, that's the idea of this practice. In fact, this practice is taught in what I like to call concentric circles. You start where it's really easy, and you go to the categories that are more and more and more complicated. The classical categories are, you start with yourself. Suppose the self is the easiest category, not in the West. That's why we start with the easy person or a pet or a child in the West. And then we go to ourself. And then the categories then go to neutral being, someone who's neutral. And actually, you can experiment with starting maybe with the neutral person. You're kind of doing that with a cartoon, right? You're starting with the neutral. And then classically, after neutral, you go to the category of people you're having difficulty with. So that's a more challenging. And then all being. So you're doing that in a different creative way. Great. Cool. I love the creativity. Whatever works. What else? Any questions or reflections about how working with the younger version of your dear being was, and yourself?
I'm kind of an oldster because I've been coming for a couple of years, and I have made progress through that expanding circles. But I've been stuck for a very long time on the people you're having difficulty with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And getting past that to the world. I'm sort of, it seems, perpetually stuck in the middle of that, people you're having difficulty with and can't seem to get past it or break out of it.
And when you say stuck, I mean you...
I feel like I'm not progressing.
What do you mean is that so you bring up to mind someone you're having challenges with and you're trying to do...
Not always the same person.
And you're doing metta for them and then it becomes challenging, it becomes angry, that what you... Okay.
It's embroiled.
Yeah.
And I can't seem to... get to the next level.
Yeah. Well, so it's interesting. In a way, I invite you not to think of it as the next level, because there are different levels. So I'm so glad you asked the question, because it's not like you go through all your difficult beings and then, only then, you can go to the next level, which is all beings. It's not like that. So work with someone who's a little challenging for you. Great. You've tried that category a little bit. Then feel free to explore all beings. Not a problem. Feel free to come back to... It's not like you graduate from one level to another. We're going to be working on these categories for the rest of our lives, right? Because people are going to keep popping up that are neutral or or challenging, or our relationship with ourselves or our dear beings keep changing. So these categories, you visit them all your life. So as long as you're doing some, you've explored one person in your life you've had challenges with. And that's like, oh yeah, I can feel your humanity. I can wish you well. As long as that has kind of like flowed for you, it's time to go to all beings, because all beings, the reason is all beings include all the other categories, right? Mm. So as long as you've had one person you've kind of worked with in that way, then yeah, feel free to move, to explore all beings, and then come back to the challenging and other ones.
Okay, let's try that.
Great, I'm glad that you asked. Yeah, great. Any other questions or reflections? I ask it again, actually. I'm curious how it was for you to work with a younger version of your dear being or yourself, child version. Was that easier, harder?
So I've remarked before, there's sometimes a little bit of counterfactuality in wishing myself these things that I'm not always experiencing even the present.
Yeah.
And adding on to that a layer of time travel.
Yeah.
Not just for me, but for the dear being as well, and right, anybody who also comes along.
Yeah.
Where the pen is already written.
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked again. These are all very good clarifying questions, because the idea of this practice is not being counterfactual. I can wish myself well-being even if I'm sick. The idea is you're trying to cultivate friendliness. You're cultivating friendliness towards beings, towards yourself. It's not that, oh yeah, you wish it, therefore it needs to happen. It's not like prayer. It's non-attachment to outcome. You're only doing it to cultivate your own heart. That's it. Remember that. And I know you've said it before, but please remember, it's about the cultivation of the friendliness. It's not about what's happening.
I'll say a couple of surprises about the practice. One is,
please,
I did some of that and it worked.
Oh,
but it was
great.
It simultaneously had a feeling of absurdity and a feeling of working, which was just the thing to roll with.
Great. I'm delighted.
And the other thing was that when you brought that up, something that came up for me was receiving my father's bronze cast baby shoe, which I got the day he was going to call me to tell me he was dying. Mm. And I could kind of feel that was what was happening, and held his baby shoe in my hand. And as you were inviting me to hold an earlier self in my heart, I found myself remembering holding his shoe and metaphorically the whole of his life in my heart that day. And I never tried that before with him, and I'd never tried it really until today with me. So thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, that's profound. And that's exactly it. It's that holding it with kindness. You know, he's already passed away, right? But it's holding the totality of him with care, with goodwill, with affection. So in the minute that's left, I'll actually share with you the inspiration for the practice that I led today came from something similar for me today. As I was actually driving up here, I heard there was a song on the radio, If I Only Had a Brain, which is from the classic movie Wizard of Oz. And then the person came on the radio and said, Wizard of Oz, which was produced, what they said, 1939. And I thought, oh, my mom, who passed away, would have been 4 years old. It just, the thought came up, 4 years old at the time. And I thought, oh, and then all of a sudden, I hadn't imagined my mom ever as a four-year-old. Like, oh my God, how sweet she must have been. And there was this outpouring of affection, of metta, of love and care. I thought, oh, how fun it is to do this practice, the younger version of people we know, because it was just it was natural. So you sharing that with holding the bronze shoe of your dad, there's something special, the younger version of our parents, to do this practice for. So thank you for sharing that, inviting me to share how this came about today. So thank you. It's 7 o'clock. An hour goes by really quickly. Thank you so much for coming here and practicing the happy hour. Please come back. May you all be safe. May you all be happy, healthy, and have ease, including all beings everywhere.